Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall-style attitude to power. And it's the Chicago way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago way.
The Chicago way, that's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
All right, so I'm beginning this podcast with Jeff Carlin and a Chicago Way podcast cup. And you'll see the picture. It's full of hot, dark buttered rum, cinnamon stick, brown sugar, and it just tastes perfect on this cold January day. Welcome to the Chicago Way, Jeff Carlin.
Happy New Year, John. It is cold. It is very cold. But hot buttered rum and a signature Chicago Way podcast mug sure goes a long way to overcome the cold.
I'm looking at this mug, and it's got the cinnamon stick sticking out over Jeff Carlin's head.
Oh, we could be so lucky.
And I don't know which one of you are more red. I think the cinnamon sticks has more ginger than you in this picture.
Wow, I don't know about that. Maybe it just doesn't get to capture my full essence in that photo. But John, how are you on this new year as we tiptoe into the cold?
I'm good, my friend. A lot going on, and I thought,
yeah,
I posted some stuff on social media. I've been really bad on Facebook posting because I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook.
Yeah.
After the playing around with the rigging of the election and knocking people down. If you don't like what they're saying, you're going to freeze them or shadow ban them.
Right.
All that is nonsense, and I don't like it.
Not to mention that when the winds of power shifted, Zuckerbucks took his tail between his legs and was like, "Oh, Mr. Trump, I've just been doing what I've been told." You know, I'm with you, John.
Oh, Facebook. Mr. Trump, can I get on my knees and kiss your ass? Yeah, that's what he did.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. And social media. And in reality, we've talked about this plenty of times, but anybody who puts their trust in social media to begin with is asking to be disappointed.
No, but I'm a writer. I'm a writer, and I use it to reach the readers.
Sure, you go where they are. I get it.
John Cass News, right? We go there. But an amazing thing happened, and I just would be remiss if I didn't mention it. Joe Biden, it's a true story. Joe Biden, anyway, he gives out the presidential Freedom Awards. What are they called?
The Congressional Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian award in the land. Second to the Medal of Honor, which is only for military recipients. This is a thing. And the back history, for those who didn't see it, if you were busy watching college football, is this happened, as John was alluding to, the president, as presidents do, put together a ceremony and a list of people that are deemed to be the recipients, deemed worthy enough, the Congressional Medal of Freedom. And you posted something up on social media about it, and it certainly went wild because everybody sees it for what it is, I hope, and that it's a charade of people being lauded after, and we're supposed to step in line and be like, well, okay, yeah, the president said so. I mean, I don't know, John. In my lifetime, it's always seemed kind of fishy, but now I think in the last couple of election cycles, for sure, now It's become an absolute farce.
I really don't think it should be a farce.
No.
The president of the United States, and guess what, everybody? Joe Biden is my president, all right? He was duly elected. Yeah, it was rigged. Yeah, they wanted to help Joe and continue Obama 3.0 or whatever it is, 2.0 or whatever. And yes, it was Obama's third term in office. But Joe was the meat puppet, and yes, they elected him. So I respect that. I respect the office of the presidency. He was giving these awards to people that he felt best exemplified the ideas of our country. But then he turned around and gave it one to Hillary Rodham Clinton for her amazing feats to
for her vice-like control of the Democratic Party up until Barack Obama came to power, right?
And she was the only novelist, a fiction writer, who has won this award that I can think of. I may have missed some. She wrote a novel called The Russia Hoax. Russia Hoax, remember?
The dossier.
The Steele dossier that she paid for and pretended she didn't pay for. And the country went on a merry turn of events. She tried to destroy the Trump presidency because she was upset she wasn't the president. And guess who helped her? Obama, the intelligence community, meaning John Brennan, CIA, and the FBI, and all the other insiders in the Obama swamp. They all helped her. And you know who else won the award that really... it was really touching. George Soros, the multi-billion-dollar leftist philanthropist, so-called, who destroyed how many cities now by installing do-nothing prosecutors who would not enforce the law? I mean, I had cops calling me all day when after it was known that over the weekend that Biden would confer this award on to Soros. And these coppers they loved the city, and they saw what happened when Soros prosecutor did nothing. When you don't enforce the law, an amazing thing happens. The barbarians go crazy and they destroy everything that they can.
It's this un-American, while society isn't progressing enough or the way I want it or whatever, I'm going to spend my money to force it without anyone's, you know, due election. I get it. People are elected, people vote for them. But when you spend millions of dollars to give people a false narrative and then push it upon people who see it for what it is, and you spend the most money and you get the folks you want, you start ruining society. You start threading it apart as it stretches to catch up with whatever nonsense you're forcing on people. And dare you say something about it, as such the case,
what,
you get canceled. I mean, you get, you're anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you're anti-Black or you're anti-Asian or you're anti-Hispanic or whatever it is. They'll find a way to boil it down to some base piece of nothingness and then string you out for it. And it happened to you. I mean,
unless it's not nothing if you're watching your wife and kids freaking out to hear and read that their father is a POS, right?
Absolutely.
You racist, anti-Semite, scumbag. And who's telling those stories? The very people who are supposed to help the people of Chicago negotiate through all this wilderness of fiction and terror.
Mm-hmm.
The media.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's why, and they broke themselves. George Soros broke them. They broke themselves at the Chicago Tribune, of course. I don't even know what's in there anymore. Well, anyway, Jeff, I posted that around that time when Biden was picking the heroes of his pantheon.
Right. Just to get out there, here's the list of people that Joe Biden put forth. And again, presidential prerogative. I get it, but it's just such grandstanding and meaninglessness now. Jose Andreas, sure, world famous chef who's done a lot to show up in terrible places where things have terribly gone wrong and feed people and get rally people. Sure, I can see that. That's a great award. Bono, U2 frontman. Okay, I'm more surprised that hasn't won it before from someone else. But you get Hillary Clinton, Michael J. Fox. Hillary Clinton, obviously, we can put aside as being this weird, like, oh, you're a great American because you've done all these things for yourself to make yourself rich at the behest of other people. I mean, and then you get to Michael J. Fox, who I think is probably one of the few people on this list that I would support in getting any sort of.
Me too.
He's raised billions of dollars for Parkinson's research, which wouldn't happen otherwise because it's not, unfortunately, in our society, it's not until someone famous gets sick that we care. And that brings us to Magic Johnson, I guess, because no one cared about AIDS. I mean, people cared about AIDS, but, you know, he was the guy, oh, hey, someone famous has it now. Let's everyone focus on it, right? Then you get to someone like a Lionel Messi, who I don't understand that. I mean, he's got a foundation that's done some good, sure, but he's a professional athlete who...
Messi, the soccer player from Barcelona?
Yeah, he's on this list. For what reason?
What American value? I mean, look, I love soccer. Yeah. It's a beautiful game. I call it the beautiful game. You loved it. You played it.
Mm-hmm.
But what is... He's not an American.
He's not an American, Joe. Right? He hasn't done anything outside having a foundation with his name on it. I mean, it's weird. And then Denzel Washington's on this list. I mean, great actor, sure. But what is this? The Congressional Medal of Freedom. Like, I don't understand this. Anna Wintour is on the list for this time around. And it's not to say that Joe's the only one who's done this. I mean...
Don't mix. What was her freedom?
Yeah,
don't
exactly. Mix
plaids with stripe patterns or something?
Right. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is one. I mean, the only thing she's done is make herself rich at everyone else's toil, if you ask me.
Well, there's something to be said for insider trading, right?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and Trump is guilty of it, too, giving it to Tiger Woods and Luke Holtz and, you know, the Rush Limbaughs of the world. I mean, it's not, you know, just one side or the other, but it's just goes to show that they think we're stupid, you know, that they think, oh, yeah, we're going to just take it and say, oh, yeah, they're right. This person is stupid. It makes it so cheap. And that's, yeah. I think, what hurts the most. I mean, I hate this stuff. You know, it might have meant something 50 years ago, maybe, but now it's just a joke. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And we're sliding down this slope, John. And who knows what's next?
Well, that's why I asked people to, on both Facebook pages, if you know this.
Yes, right.
I have two Facebook pages. I'm picking the personal page. And Jeff, can you go to the other page?
Yeah, I got it up here because it is fan that page. Time of the month slash year. If you ask
yeah,
me.
We usually do Mutsa of the Month, but this is going to be a combined Mutsa of the Month. And one of the and Jeff and one of the writers from John KS News, also Michael Ledwith, suggested we read out these
right. We're reading some of the nominees there. People are off on social media. Joe Biden's doctor is one of them. Just put up by John Ruberry. I think that's probably more an Oscar, I think, than a Mutsa because they've been acting like there's nothing to see here. If you ask me, David Mansfield says the DEI hire of New Orleans FBI agent Althea Duncan for initially calling the attack in New Orleans on New Year's Day a non-terrorist event, even though by all accounts, that's you can see that every camera in the world saw what looked like an ISIS flag wrapped around the back of this truck. Oh my gosh, it turned out it was so weird.
I guess, well, you know what? I can't wait for them to tell us that they don't want Kash Patel in and to run the FBI, because after this episode, I think that we need people like him to go in there and root out all these DEI idiots.
I like, here's one of the nominations is Kevin Ferris has nominated Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for leasing 420 acres of forest from the state Natural Resources Department in northern Michigan to construct a solar farm, which entails bulldozing said 420 acres and putting up a solar farm, which I'm not sure that makes any sense, but okay.
Look at the sky in northern Michigan right now. Because it's as gray as the one over Chicago. Right,
exactly. You know, not to mention, I think 420 acres of trees and natural wildlife probably does more for the environment than a bunch of, you know, lithium and lead solar panels. But I digress. Pat Hickey, one of our favorites, has got to go. Is going with Anne Granite Clampett Kilpatrick.
She's the police chief, right?
Right.
Granny Campbell. Yeah.
Not a bad one. Not a bad one. Of course, and that there's a lot of Brandon Johnson nominations across the board, which you can't go wrong with picking Brandon Johnson, but I feel like we're piling on at this point. I think it's just known how bad that guy is.
Michael Ledwith said, my nomination, if rules allow, a group Golden Moots Award to the entire Biden Presidential Medal of Freedom 2025 class. Charlatans all. Amoral grifters all. They all agreed to accept the award, proof enough of their Golden Mootsa status. They ignored William Tecumseh Sherman by not issuing this statement. Paraphrased, quote, I hereby state and mean all that I say that I will never allow my name to be used in association with the dangerous joke that the Biden administration is, that if nominated for the Presidential Medal of Freedom by him, I should peremptorily decline. And if he attempted to present one to me, I would spit in his face. Well, Michael, you're a former U.S. military officer, and I don't think that's a good thing to do. Spit in the president's face, not even this moron. But we could laugh at him.
No, but it's a free country, and I support your right to feel that way.
I understand he's angry, and I understand that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, lots of people are angry. If I had to put up one, I would say it would have to be Brandon Johnson. Just because the guy is one of the only mayors to push us on the brink of shutting down city services because he couldn't find the right budget to make all his CTU friends happy, and somehow coalesced almost half the council against him. You got to be doing something real stupid to bring that many people around and not liking you, and let alone his 14% approval rating. I mean, until that guy resigns, I think he's my nominee every month just because he's such a terrible failure at his job.
I agree. I think he's a terrible failure, but the people who elected him
deserve it. I would say, the power of the CTU, they deserve it.
Even the pro-Soros crowd, some guy with a Ukraine button on his Twitter feed is screaming at me that I'm anti-Soros because I said that the Democrats were acting like Mengele Democrats. Like that's as a sin. You know what? I really don't care now. I don't care. Christ said, the better to wrap and tie a millstone around their necks and drop them in the deepest part of the ocean, then they harm a little one. And that's what I believe that. So I don't want anyone to be hurt, but leave the kids alone.
Yeah, or I'll get pissed. I know. It's weird, weird times we live in, John, like upside down weird times. Like Six I think about, seven. I know. And I think about, you know, the world I grew up in, and we always see rosy glasses, we see the past. Yeah, I get that. But as a kid, I used to think about my 80-year-old grandmother and thinking about the changes, and she used to talk about the world is so different, it's going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, as a kid, I kind of just shrugged it off and laughed, you know, it's grandma. But I'm the, I'm barely 40 and I feel like that now. And I just, I can't
you're just
begin to, now I realize that my grandmother was just trying to hold on. And it's, I don't know where we go next, but it's going to be full of mootzas.
I know where we go. Give me a recipe for hot buttered rum, Jeff, because it's cold out there.
Yes. Most of the country is getting beat with some cold weather and snow and, you were drinking hot buttered rum. I'm more of a hot toddy kind of guy. But you, any warm, good guy. I mean, a good warm cider with some lemon and a little bit of brandy in it will make it warm you up. But the best thing you need to add is to really feel is a hot toddy, in my opinion. Which, if you haven't done a hot toddy, it's the quintessential cold weather drink because it's got everything you need. It's got a little bit of lemon to cut through some of that. You know, your snuffles, your sniffling, your post-nasal drip, and then you've got the honey to soothe your throat. You've got the warmth, which just makes you feel good. And, of course, the booze kind of helps take the edge off of the cold weather and knowing that you probably have to go back out and shovel soon. But if here's my perfect hot toddy recipe, really easy. You start with a cinnamon stick as a garnish, and you just let it soak in whatever you're doing because you want that essence to come out.
Right.
And you take one lemon rind, and you, if you can, I recommend you zest the rind so you get the lemon zest.
Good.
It adds a little bit of oil, and that really gives you a good flavor. And then squeeze in the lemon juice from the rest of the lemon.
Not the pith, just
squeeze it. So you just want the juice. And then I usually add like 3 tablespoons of honey, 2 ounces of whiskey. Pour in, about a cup of hot water and stir it well. Get down to the bottom because that honey will sink to the bottom. I usually use a fork because it breaks it up. People like to use a spoon, but it really doesn't get everything. I usually stick a fork in there. It's like a whisk, kind of breaks everything down, melts it together, and then strain it into a fresh cup so you get some of the pieces out and have yourself a nice, warm, hot toddy waiting for the winter to get you.
Now, Jeff, does it taste best in a ceramic, like the Chicago Way podcast cup or mug? I think so.
Well, of course. If it's how you doing a Chicago Way, you got to be drinking it out of a Chicago Way mug.
That's the
only way.
I have to ask you then, because I'm going to ask you to, I don't want to piss anyone off, and not that I never do anyway. But I want you you'll be involved in the selection process of the who should win the Mootza, as we have a Mootza competition this month.
Right.
2 months worth of Mootzas. Would you be kind enough to select the cup bearer, the person who will win the cup?
Well, in all fairness, and to align ourselves with the rules of sweepstakes that rule the land, we have to do it randomly because this isn't, we can't pick somebody who we think is better than somebody else because that's not random and that's not fair. But yeah, so we will put all the names together and I will pull one at random and we'll send them a cup if the Chicago Way gives them the blessing.
would it be the Chicago Way Cup or the Golden Mootza Cup or just the No Chumbalone Zone Cup?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think
which are all available.
Where, John? All Where available. Can I get my hands on one?
At johncastnews.com.
Which is a wonderful spot for all your cup related.
I'm shameless. Political media. I'm shameless.
There's worse than that. Yeah, I would say we should.
At least, you know what? We're not asking people to sprinkle crushed vegetables on their food and telling them that it'll make them live longer.
Or selling them gold in between mentions of Brandon Johnson's.
Right.
You see, yeah. I know. So we hang our hats on that. That would be much worse. As far as which mug they get, John, I think it's probably apropos to give them the Golden Mootza mug for our Golden Mootza choices.
All right. So you know what to do. You'll look at for me at on social media.
Yeah, find John on socials and make a suggestion, a nominee for Mootza of the Mootza of the month, the Golden Mootza for December/January, which really, John, I feel like the Mutsa of the year is something where we really should focus on here if coming up. We could do it, you know, in February. We'll drop the choice then, but we need all the nominees for all of them now. We'll pick the winner.
Yeah. So we have to.
You have until the 20th of January, John, right? Because that column usually comes out the last week of the month.
We will have the next Mutsa.
We will have the next Mutsa. So to create a deadline, just because these things need deadlines, the 20th, that will give us time to coalesce and then announce. And
I almost got confused time. Myself. It's the remember, 5th, right? Do you remember? Yeah. Those of you who don't know, Jeff, for many years, Jeff and I have been friends for many years.
Yes.
He was the producer at WLS of the show that Jake Hartford and I did.
And, oh, the best show.
And I was a little concerned because you were talking about deadlines and time, and I remember Jake.
Spring forward, fall back.
I couldn't get my mind around it. And this was before the stroke, you know?
I know. God bless
him. It was like talking to a hobbit.
Jake Hartford / Jim Edwards is an absolute treat to work with, and
one of the
last great radio guys, homegrown. I love it. But John, I gotta ask you, if we're doing Mutsas, and I think we can't go without saying, or at least putting up the Chicago Bears, just because it's been so bad. It's so bad, so bad. Like you could.
They're winning now as we're
as we record. Sure,
as we record, I'm watching them win, beating the Packers,
which sometimes would all you need to make the season worthwhile. But
see, that sucks you in.
I know
these fools. I mean, I look. If you're a fan of a team, just take the name of the owner and replace. Don't call it the Bears. Call them the McCaskies. And then see how loudly you cheer for them, right?
Right.
Because it's their business. You're cheering for their business to make – they want to make money off you. And here's the secret to NFL stardom. You spend the least amount of money you can to make the most amount of money in your own pocket.
Right.
And if that means getting a first-round draft pick but – don't surround him with offensive linemen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so
so.
Yeah, I think they're solidifying the fact that they're going to become the Arlington Heights Bears in the future, because there's no way they're ever going to get money for a stadium in Chicago after this run. And
oh God,
not nonsense. So maybe it's a silver lining to
you. Grew up. People should know that you grew up in Palatine, correct?
I did.
And how far is that away from Arlington Heights?
One town over. I spent 5 seasons working at the racetrack that the Bears are replacing, and it was some of the best summers of my life there. But yeah, it's time for something new there, and I hope it's the Bears, because they don't deserve a lakefront spot, that's for sure.
No, neither does the Fire. I don't care. I mean, to me, sports are dumb. I used to love sports. Now I'm kind of like I want to go back to following boxing, because I know it's crooked, but you know, at least it's honest in its crookedness, right? It's honest sleaze. And the other thing is enjoy people who do fishing and stuff like that. That's true sport, right? Fishing, hunting. Right.
Yeah.
And Jeff, on the back of a 3-year-old in the Arlington Heights.
I definitely wasn't racing any horses. I was serving the people.
You weren't exercising?
No. Like
talking to a crusty but benign.
Oh yeah. Plenty of that.
Horse trainer. Like,
sure.
And you're talking about the filly, like you're saying, yes, I got it. Once we let her run, once we give her head.
Yeah. I wasn't that lucky. I was more hanging out with the Duchessois family, making sure their kids were fed. But
they were good people to me. They helped me.
Yeah.
They helped me too. They, you know, there was I guess, a Duchess Lock connection that got me into the surgery I needed. And
they've always arranged that. They've been philanthropic their whole existence, and it showed in everything they did there, from saluting the military, first responders, nurses. I mean, they were always trying to give back. I mean, they did a lot for the community there. Free fireworks displays. That just was or A-OK in my book.
Well, hats off to them. So we've got the hot buttered rum. Mm-hmm. We read a few Pithy Mutsa nominations. Although,
we did.
Please understand about this Mutsa. There is a thing called the Mutsatushin. It's a sacred document like the Dipsitution. The Dipsitution says you can shovel. When it's time to shovel, people should get off your spot in the front of your house. And the same with the Mutsatushin prohibits the granting of the golden Mutsa to the President of the United States, because whether you like him or not, as I said before, he is our president. Yeah. And I'm not some lefty communist who's going to destroy everything that's been built.
Just,
yeah. So we hold to the Mutsatushin because Trump won. The truth is, Trump won, and I don't want to be deluged with people saying, give Trump the right. Mutsa, because it's not going to happen. As the rules are the rules. Otherwise, we'd have chaos and anarchy.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, one last thing. What movies have you seen lately that are good?
You know, John, I don't have anything good to present in that realm. However, I do have...
Dylan?
I haven't gotten to it, but you were telling me it's amazing, and everybody's been saying it's pretty good. But before we digress into that, I should mention that I did come across a movie app, which I think everybody should enjoy. And it's based on, if you're a library card holder like I am, your library or subscription will get you access to hundreds and hundreds of movies and TV shows on an app called Canopy, K-A-N-O-P-Y, K-A-N-O-P-Y. And it's on Apple TV, Android devices. You can get them on most smart TVs. It's linked to your library card account, and it gives you access. And the thing that I just discovered, John, they have a Scandinavian section. So I've been going down Scandinavian films and Ingrid Bergman classics lately. So
nothing like playing chess with death.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, John. So I recommend that highly. Find yourself something you wouldn't normally find on a Netflix or a Hulu, something that's actual art, and enjoy.
And go see Dylan. And I've got to see The Count of Monte Cristo, which is out. And I hear that's a tremendous movie. And coming up is my all-time favorite of all time, a movie of the Odyssey, and I think it's starring Michael Fassbender. And I can't wait. It's called The Return, like the return of the Odysseus, who returns to Ithaca. And all this will be great. And I can't wait. I'm Jeff, do you feel a little optimistic more so now than you have in the past? I know our politics are different, but
you know,
you feel any better?
I don't know, John. I want to get through January before I start laying into what I think the year is going to bring me, just because January is not over, and there's been history of weird things happening in January that have set the year. There's another weird respiratory virus percolating in China right now.
I know, damn it.
So, yeah.
Thanks,
so,
I mean, Fauci.
Well, and that is not something I'm ready to get my hopes up on. So we'll see.
Well, I want everyone to have a happy new year. And remember to not follow the Bears. Don't follow the fire. Don't care about the White Sox. Don't care about the Cubs. love your neighbor, love your friends, go out, have a cup of coffee, or better yet, make a good cup of hot buttered rum and pour it into the Chicago Way cup, because it's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
For Jeff Carlin, executive producer, WGN Radio, future physics teacher, husband to the lovely Christine. Hi, Christine. And friend for many years. And for me, John Cass, husband, father, Greek Orthodox Christian, a new sense of purpose and optimism. I'm feeling it every day. Editor-in-chief of John Cass News, where you always get a good cup of common sense. Join us again next time, won't you? For another edition of the Chicago Way podcast on WGN+.